Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 7th, Happy Missions Monday. Sometimes I need a reminder why we are reading God's Word. In God's Word, we find His character, we find His plan, we find His redemptive power, especially in Jesus our Lord. And today we're going to read about God's provision for sin in Romans chapter 3. I'm reading from the New International Version, and I'm going to begin in verse 21 because we've recently read Romans 3 together. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are all justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement, through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Tim Keller, in his book, Romans 1 through 7 for You, gives a helpful exercise of walking through these verses. He says first that righteousness comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Look back at verse 22. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Second, he says, it cannot come through our own action or effort. Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then he reminds us that it is freely given, this righteousness is. Look at verse 24. All are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. He says, we must not fall prey to the subtle mistake of thinking that our faith actually saves us. As though in the Old Testament, God wanted obedience to the law for salvation, and now He has changed the requirements and all He wants is faith. That is a misunderstanding of both the Testaments and the role of the law and faith. In both the Old and New Testaments, it is the work of Christ that merits our salvation. Listen to this phrase, faith is simply the attitude of coming to God with empty hands. I love that image of empty hands stretched out before God. Fourth and last, Paul is even more specific about what we must have faith in. It is faith in Christ's work on the cross rather than a general admiration of a great man. He sums it up with this quote from Martin Lloyd-Jones. The man who has faith is a man who is no longer looking at himself and no longer looking to himself. He no longer looks at anything he once was. He does not look at what he is now. He does not look at what he hopes to be. He looks entirely to the Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work, and he rests on that alone. Today is Monday, so we want to be praying alongside our missions partner. And we have a great missions ministry team that reaches out to all of our missions partners. And we heard specifically from the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut, Lebanon this week. And this is what they ask us to pray. Please do consider praying for us. We are all safe so far, but the war has been horrifying. Nothing like we've seen before. However, the hits have been highly targeted, so we don't feel unsafe at Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. We continue our programs almost as usual. The expectation is that it will get worse in the short term, but we are busy serving. We currently have around 160 people who fled their homes, and more families will be arriving tonight. Caring for them and feeding them is another full-time job, but we praise God that we have the opportunity to show the love of God even to the small number of people. Please pray for peace in Lebanon and the region. Pray that the hundreds of thousands that were displaced would find food and shelter. Pray for us at Arab Baptist Theological Seminary to have the strength and stamina that we need to serve others in addition to continuing our programs. And then if you want to hear more, they are posting regular updates at their website, Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. So it's abtslebanon.org. And then if you can't find it, get in touch with me and I'll send you the link. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we have faith in Jesus and it's nothing of our merit. Help us to turn our attention constantly to him. Bless our mission partners, Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, and help them as they serve all the families that are displaced and as they continue to teach and do their theological studies and programs. We thank you for the assurance of your presence with us, even in difficult seasons. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.